another GA pilot busts the Camp David TFR. Weather looks iffy for the Friday launch of Atlantis. And U.S. airlines are taking the EU to court. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, July 7th, 2011. Another clueless pilot of a two-seat GA aircraft became a candidate for remedial navigation and pilotage training over the July 4th holiday weekend. NORAD scrambled an F-15 to intercept the bumbling pilot in the vicinity of Camp David about 1:20 p.m. Saturday afternoon. The civilian aircraft, which was also not in radio communication, was intercepted within about 6 miles of Camp David. The pilot was escorted to a landing in Hagerstown, Maryland, for what the feds like to call an interview. Mission managers say that disorganized tropical weather may threaten tomorrow's planned launch of the space shuttle Atlantis. Kathy Witters, shuttle weather officer, commented after a mission meeting yesterday morning that a tropical wave out in the Caribbean is going to come into Florida along with a lot of tropical moisture. She predicted an 80% chance of weather preventing tanking operations and a 70% chance of it standing in the way of a launch at 11:26 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. Image IQ announced this week that NASA's Ames Research Center in Moffett Field, California, and the Medora Laboratory at the Lerner Research Institute of Cleveland Clinic in Ohio have selected Image IQ to assist in their study of spaceflight-induced vascular alterations in the lower leg. Image IQ will provide customized image acquisition and analysis for a vascular research study aboard Atlantis during STS-135. Image IQ is an imaging contract research organization that combines software engineering with biomedical and imaging expertise to provide quantitative visual analysis that enhances R&D and product efficacy and safety testing for research, medical device, and pharmaceutical organizations. The Medora Lab is an internationally known biomedical engineering research lab within the Lerner Research Institute at Cleveland Clinic, an incubator for technology enterprises intended to eventually become standalone commercial companies. Image IQ is a new business that was incubated in that clinic. The Air Transport Association and United Continental Airlines have filed a lawsuit in the European Court of Justice in Luxembourg, which claims that forcing non-member nation airlines to participate in the European Union's carbon emissions trading system violates international law. The Associated Press reports the U.S., China, Russia, and others argue the EU cannot impose its rules on countries outside its borders. The EU argues that its new measure is fully consistent with international law and that aircraft from other nations operating in Europe are subject to European regulation. The European Court of Justice is expected to rule before the first of next year when the provisions are scheduled to be enforced. The latest addition to Rod Machado's e-bookshelf is titled Rod Machado's Sport Pilot Handbook, First Edition. Rod promises the book will be fun, with more than 1,000 illustrations and photos. Rod has been teaching people how to fly airplanes since 1973. Using analogies, memory aids, detailed graphics, and, of course, humor, Rod reduces the complexity of aviation subjects to a level the non-technical person can understand. Rod's e-books are available as PDF files for reading on up to 6 computers, PC or Mac, using the free Adobe Digital Editions Reader. They're also available as apps for the iPad and for the iPhone 3GS and 4, but not for the 3G. Rod Machado's Sport Pilot Handbook version 1.0 sells for $44.99, and Rod promises free updates as future revisions are released. You can find out more at rodmachado.com. Still ahead, Chris Hines will be honored this year at Oshkosh. NASA is hosting an UN-conference today for college students. And the FAA is reevaluating the role of GA airports in the national system. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Two twenty.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, July 7th. I'm Paul Plack. EAA Air Venture Oshkosh will recognize Chris Heinz, an aircraft designer who's been a frequent speaker over the years at Air Venture and at other shows. A dozen of his designs have been produced by Zenith Aircraft Company, including the Zenith CH-2000, which earned an FAA Type Certificate. Heinz will be honored by EAA this year on opening day of Air Venture, Monday, July 25th, at ConocoPhillips Plaza, formerly the Aeroshell Square, where one example of each of his designs will be on static display. EAA will make a special presentation to Heinz at 10 a.m., followed by a special home-built review. A Wednesday night banquet for the designer will be held in the Nature Center, and EAA founder Paul Poberesny and current EAA chairman Tom Poberesny are expected to be in attendance. A group of Zenith owners is looking for others interested in group flights during the home-built review flights on Monday, and possibly a group arrival flight on Sunday. Get contact info through an FMI link at the bottom of the text version of this story at aero-news.net. U.S. Airways pilot Jeff Skiles, the first officer on the Miracle on the Hudson Flight 1549, will speak at Build-A-Plane's annual Teacher's Day, Tuesday, July 26th at Oshkosh. Skiles will address several hundred K-12 teachers from across the country who've come to learn ways to use aviation to motivate students to learn science, technology, engineering, and math. Joining Skiles at the podium will be speakers from the Smithsonian's Air and Space Museum and several alphabet groups. Teachers will also be able to take advantage of breakout sessions that afford one-on-one sessions and hands-on learning projects with the guest speakers. Build-A-Plane began placing real airplanes into schools in 2003 and now works in formal partnership with the FAA to promote aviation education. Teachers who attend the event at Oshkosh receive a free lunch and admittance to Air Venture. To register for Teacher's Day, call 804-843-3321 or see the link at buildaplane.org. More than 250 college students are in Central Florida today to attend an education forum hosted by NASA at the Marriott World Center in Orlando. The event will focus on a vision for the future of America's space program. The forum is taking place one day before the final space shuttle launch is scheduled and is the agency's first ever unconference. An unconference has no set agenda or prescribed desired outcome. Instead, it offers an opportunity for the participants, primarily college students, to guide the discussions and encourage creative interaction and debate among the attendees. The student participants will also tour the Kennedy Space Center, meet a NASA astronaut, and watch the launch of Atlantis on Friday if weather permits. College students getting together in Florida with no set agenda has traditionally been better known as spring break. And finally today, the FAA says it's conducting what it calls a top-down look at the roles played by general aviation airports in the United States. The review is focusing on infrastructure needs based on the roles and functions of the airports. There are 2,950 non-primary airports included in the National Plan of Integrated Airport Systems, including non-primary commercial service, reliever, and GA airports. They provide functions ranging from access for emergency medical services, disaster relief, aerial firefighting, law enforcement, and border control, to agricultural, flight training, charter passenger, and time-sensitive air cargo services. The FAA says it will work with stakeholders to publish a report by January, which will propose updated federal airport classifications for GA airports that reflect their roles in their communities, regions, and the national system, and provide a framework for a strategic vision for the national system. Does it make me paranoid if I think that new national strategic vision will somehow be related to continued federal airport funding? Or does it just make me a realist? That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.